Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
All right, we're going to kick off this episode with sharing one of your spaces. And by your, I mean one of you amazing listeners who's using our hashtag #StrSunday on Instagram. We are prowling to see who's using it so we can share you here on the podcast and on IG. Annette, who are we sharing today?
Today, we are sharing at Mountain Lake Bungalow. Again, that's at Mountain Lake Bungalow. And it is in the Catskills. I want to go there. I've never been there.
I miss the Catskills.
It is hosted by Melinda and Matilda. And I want to go through some amazing things that I like about this space that they've done. Again, we kind of just highlighted something like this, but they have an amazing... on their listing, highlighting their outdoor space, because this place is all about their outdoor spaces. And it's just wonderful, wonderful views here. One of the things, first of all, their design, they are both Swedish, I believe. So they have, you'll see what's going on when you look at the vibes in the picture. But one thing that I love is they have, the decor is inspired by their native Sweden. So one of the things I really, really like, and I am encouraging everyone to follow their footsteps in this, we are heading into obviously the fall, winter, spring, but a lot of people are back to work. You know, they are maybe working from anywhere. And so they've done a really great thing in their listing. They've talked about how it is work from home friendly. They give you the Wi-Fi speed, but they also let you know that they have desks in each of the bedrooms. One of them has an amazing view and they actually talk about it and they have a photo of where you could sit and look outside and walk outside to get some air. So they're kind of highlighting that in the copy and in their listing. But I want you to also know that they have one desk that is adjustable if people prefer to stand while working. And they also have a printer. And sometimes you see this, sometimes you don't, but I love that they're highlighting that. So they really are making this place, you know, work from home friendly. So if you have those things, or if you don't have those things, I've actually talked to a couple of travelers recently who have stayed places that didn't have any sort of desk. there are some really inexpensive ones out there that you can purchase and hide in, you know, kind of have in the closet that they can, that your guests can prop up. So if you have some extra room in your budget and you want to make your home a little more work from home friendly, because even if you have a desk in the open area, maybe you put an individual one in a bedroom if there's two people there working from home or maybe someone homeschooling. So just kind of be aware. I like that they have this specifically highlighted in their photos and in their copy. So let's be kind to those that are working from home, but please check out their spot on Instagram. Give them some love. And again, Mountain Lake Bungalow, we cannot wait to come stay at this place because it is amazing. Awesome. And you can canoe. Yeah, there. So
yes, it's beautiful. I miss the Catskills. That's where when you live in New York, you go to the right, Poconos less, or the Catskills.
It's less than 2 hours from the city. So
it's a great place. Okay. So on to this week's podcast. Listeners, we are still reeling from our first in-person conference since COVID-19 really rocked our world last March. It was so great to be amongst our people and people who understand, you know, the short-term rental industry and to get our learn on from other people and just be around others who are continuing their education and growing their businesses.
Yep. So I'm going to give, that was in San Antonio, Texas. It's the VRMA, Vacation Rental Management Association International Conference. Two things I want to let you know. Number one, Andrew and Ronnie are awesome listeners of ours, and we had the pleasure of being able to stay in their space. So we just want to give them a shout out and a thank you. But another thing, and we'll make sure we put this on our Instagram somewhere, Sarah and I dressed identical. Yes, I'm saying this for 3 days straight. We were those people. We had matching t-shirts that said, ask me about my podcast.
And on the front.
On
the back had our logo.
Yes.
And we cannot tell you how many people
asked us about our podcast.
I mean, not only at the conference, but we would like go somewhere for like coffee. And we would, even if they didn't come and ask us, they would like whisper like, do you see those girls wearing the shirt about their podcast?
They have matching t-shirts about their podcast.
So, but yeah.
We want to tell you that because if you want to market your space or anything else that you did,
ask me about my vacation rental.
Put it on your t-shirt. People are, it is like a gateway for them to come up and ask you about whatever. So anyways, we wore those with pride for the 3 days because it was such a great connector. We're going to tell you all about the event, but oh my gosh, we have so many amazing guests that are going to come from us, you know, wearing those tees and going to this event and meeting them. So those will be coming in the next, you know, weeks, months, the next year. But we'll make sure to put a picture of us wearing our cheesy but effective t-shirts.
I want to make sure we didn't gloss over this either. So what Annette's mentioned, you know, we stayed with listeners, with listeners when we went to the conference. And Annette and I, we're actually going to go stay at another listener's short-term rental this Sunday, Annette, right? He's also a Hosting Business Mastery member as well. And when we connect with you guys in person, gosh, does magic happen? So yeah, we'll continue to share on Instagram when we're traveling. And if we can ever support one of you and your listings, it would be our absolute pleasure. But real quick, VRMA they advance the professionally managed vacation holiday rental industry by providing education, information, and networking opportunities, promoting the value of the vacation rental experience, and speaking as the authoritative voice to foster professionalism, collaboration, and growth. Now, something that pokes out to me with that is their use of the word vacation and holiday. Mm-hmm. And I know, Annette, you and I have really changed some, you know, OG's mind about using the word vacation rental to start using the more inclusive word of short term. Because listeners, we, you know, most of our rentals are urban or, you know, they're
metro.
They're in the city. We do have a vacation rental as well, but we really just kind of encompass it to all to say short term. And it's interesting that Verma really used to focus on the larger operators. So, I mean, I think most people that were there had gone before and a lot of them had 80 plus units, but it is their first year having open arms to those operators who have one property, right? Like literally anyone who wants to make running their short-term rental a professional endeavor are welcome to go.
And I want to piggyback off of what Sarah's saying about like short-term rentals in general. I hear so many people, and I'm not going to say I'm not at fault for this, saying I have an Airbnb or I have an Airbnb business. Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, and that's just for the terms of understanding, but I do think in a lot of conversations, you know, trying to use the word short-term rental, just that way it's sharing exactly what's going on mm-hmm. everywhere because there are a lot of people, you know, at the event that they don't use any OTAs. They have a lot of, you know, they have a lot of direct bookings mm-hmm. and they have for, you know, 20 plus years. But there is definitely a convergence happening where vacation rental, holiday, and short-term rental starting to just
become friends.
Yes, yes. And that's very, very exciting. And so if we can help with that in any way, that's what we want to do. So like we said, this was in San Antonio, so it wasn't a larger city. And it was in, you know, a full-on convention center. So we want to give you a little bit of a feel of what the conference was like. It was actually a vendor hall with, you know, huge vendor hall with tons of different vendors, and we'll go through some of those. But then there were also smaller breakouts of, there'll be multiple different lectures happening outside of the exhibit hall. There were more conference sessions that were round tables, lectures, fireside chats, things of that nature going on. So you would toggle between the exhibit hall and talking to vendors there, and then going on a deeper dive with some, you know, very, very pointed education.
A lot of conferences do this where you can get the itinerary and kind of, you know, you might be going there just to soak in whatever you can soak in, or maybe you're going because, gosh, I really want to dial in my finance, legal, and government affairs with my business, or gosh, I want to go and I want to dial in my owner relations. You can do that. You can create a track for yourself so they help organize what the different educational sessions are and what track they fall under. And so the different tracks included business strategy, data revenue management, finance, legal, government affairs, guest relations, marketing, operations, housekeeping, maintenance, and laundry, owner relations, and then finally, but definitely not last, which is technology, because I think that was the biggest presence, at mm-hmm. least at the vendor hall, Annette, right?
Absolutely. The vendor hall was really exciting because it's a lot of entrepreneurs wanting to introduce their product to you. We knew a portion of them, or some of them had been on the show. Shout out Breezeway, Host GPO, Proper Insurance.
Stay Fi.
Had some of those on. But also there were a lot of people just trying to get their brand off the ground. But wow, so much technology from maybe be it messaging or locks or, I mean,
property management software. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing too, that, and we're not, you know, technology has been great. It has really allowed companies to scale. It has given us back some of our time sometime, because sometimes technology just then fails and doesn't. But, and that's the one thing that Annette and I, and even Steve Trover, who's been a guest on our show, and people affectionately call Steve the godfather of vacation rentals because he's been in the business for a very long time. He's been on our podcast a couple times. But something we kind of talked about is like, you know, one thing that wasn't discussed at VRMA, which was kind of disappointing, was the how hard it is right now to find those people, the backbone was, of our industry, which is the laborers, cleaners, the maintenance, the inspectors.
Sure. It was talked about in like the breakout sessions by
us,
right.
by the operators.
Right.
Right. But there was no dedicated strategies on how to break through in this really tough time to hire laborers.
And the booth that we didn't see and we wish we could see is one with robots that can make beds and clean toilets. And
wait, there was one there that did
no, that? No, I want that to be there.
What?
That's what I'm saying. There's all this tech and all of the people at the booths are like feeling how you're going to save time and this and that. It's like, okay, well, great.
Yeah,
but still, at the end of the day—
I need cleaners right now.
At the end of the day, we have tons of laundry.
Yes.
We have tons of beds to make. And affectionately, during one of the sessions, I love this, every home is a snowflake
that
is different. So as much technology as you can incorporate, there are still these snowflakes everywhere that are all going to have very different nuances. And it's not only is the property a snowflake, each and every guest is a snowflake.
Owner is a snowflake. Each and every person in your business, whether it's just you, mm-hmm. you know, yourself, right? And then you have the other outside forces. So I think the thing, And I, maybe this is a great segue into this too, listeners, is it's funny because like we said, VRMA's vacation rental, there's a lot of old school operators who manage, you know, Myrtle Beach and
Outer Banks, those traditional
operations. But listeners, I just want you all to just take a deep breath because they have the same problems you do. If you just have one property, not just, but if you have one property, you're getting started and you have questions about pet fees and check-ins and messaging and burnout. Every single like session we went to,
yes,
these old school people who have been in the industry for a long time are still having
right.
these
it
issues.
Was still like Sarah
I think
saying,
it's just part of the industry.
Right. Pets, emotional support versus service animals, regulations in the city. What do you do about labor? What if someone's breaking house rules? And one of the things I just want to, just to everybody to kind of understand what that we all are in the same place. There were people that have, you know, one bedroom condos, mm-hmm. all the way to, you know, luxury
with
luxury
elevators and
homes that sleep 20 mm-hmm. in ski town. So it was very comforting that there are kind of these same issues, if you will,
yes,
that are the same. So we're saying that to just let you know that you are not
we're
alone
all in this together.
and it doesn't matter if you have all the technology, if you have you're a team of one or a team of 10. These are the things that were being heavily discussed. We were trying to solve these problems together or just get ideas that would make things easier. But I will tell you that some of the takeaways are just like the future is so bright.
Good.
Yes. Like just short-term rentals, they are the hottest product in travel. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not going to change anytime soon. Some stats I want to just share with you that still were kind of mind-blowing is that the OTAs, the online travel agencies from Airbnb to Booking.com to Vrbo, all of them combined, they are spending $9.5 billion
wow.
on ads. So that's why it is important to also be on these sites. They can be billboards for you. Even if you're doing direct booking, that people can find you there. So it's just, if they're pouring that much money into it, you know that there's money to be spent. Another thing also that I really loved is that the core of just short-term rentals in general, it's still people. And so you know, use that inside your home to still, even if you're on an online travel agency, once people are inside your home, use your home to tell your individual story and why you're hosting and how that helps. But another stat that kind of just still, I can't wrap my head around is there are 20 million worldwide vacation homes, short-term rentals, with 5 million of those being in the U.S., so
I think what this there are so many things you can do with that, listeners, and we don't want to stop your brain from churning here, but a lot of times people slide into our DMs with just really wanting the confidence to do this thing. And all we can tell you is that if these big players are putting a lot of money into this industry, listeners, mm-hmm. that you are going to be just fine. If you take the leap and do that thing, if you haven't yet, you want to get started in the short-term rental industry and you've kind of done all the things that Annette and I preach with understanding who you are, what is your mission, your vision, your vibe, your brand, what you want to bring to the industry, how you're going to serve your guests, do it. Because it's rocking right now. Especially, we will say that the business travel is still slower than it was before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a place that's just outside of a larger city, it doesn't even have to be crazy remote. Crazy remote is still doing well. But if you're 30, 40 minutes outside of a major metropolitan area, mm-hmm. that is also a fantastic location.
Yep, more local than ever before.
Yes.
So people still aren't really...
Yes.
They're easing back into international. So there were some sessions that we went to that were amazing. And one of them I want to highlight really quickly, and I'm hoping to have her on the show, but it was all about how to respond to negative reviews. And so I know we've talked about this on the show before, but I want to bring it up again. is that when you are, if you are to get a negative review anywhere, Google, Facebook, Yelp, on Airbnb or Vrbo, always respond to it, okay? And in your response, you might want to take a couple deep breaths and have some support there with you, but always write, you know, you can acknowledge, you know, that person that was leaving that review, but you want to write your response to the review to the future guest, because that guest is already come and gone. So you want to respond to it with the future guest in mind that's going to read that review and your response to the review. So what I mean by that is, let's say there was some construction going on or maybe an HVAC issue. You could let the future guest know, hey, that construction's been taken care of now, whether it was inside or outside, or maybe the HVAC issue, you could just say, hey, we've had it serviced. It's taken care of. You know, if there was a piece of furniture broken, whatever that is, you really just want to acknowledge it and then let that future guest know that it has been remedied and taken care of. Or if it was a false statement, you know, you could just go back, you know, if you see our listing, this isn't, you know, I do have low ceilings, so I've listed that there. You know, you make sure that response is to the future guest. And the other thing that I love, she said during the session, print out some of your like favorite reviews. So when you're having a hard day or you get a negative review, to have those amazing reviews printed out and close, and maybe on your desk or your refrigerator, wherever it may be, go back to some of those reviews and remember why you're doing what you're doing. And that will really help you to kind of just like, you know, bounce back, if you will. So you've got to like cut the cord and let those negative reviews go and try to sprinkle in and have those positive reviews near when you need them.
One of my favorite sessions, we will absolutely also have them on the show, but it was by TaylorMade Deep Creek Vacations and Sales. So I don't know if you've heard of them, but they have a fantastic organization, vacation rental management company. And I went to it kind of skeptical because my passion, or at least what I feel the most confident about in our operations, is the operations, housekeeping, maintenance, and laundry. I love working with those people. And so I was drawn to this session. But I kind of sat down and I was like, what am I going to learn here? Like, I know everything there is to know. I worked in hotels, like New York City, like I get this. And as she kept talking, I was like, God, this is so good. And there are so many tidbits. I'm not going to go over all of it because we want to have her kind of, she agreed to this too. She's going to come on and she's going to chat with you listeners about this, which is something that we really are excited about having, as like Annette said, in the future weeks and months. We're going to bring kind of this conference to you, the highlights of it. But at the beginning, we sat down, she goes, before we get started, I just want you guys to do me a real quick favor. If you've got a pen, get it out, get a pencil, get it out. She's like, can you just draw me a bicycle? And we all looked at her like she was crazy. And she was like, yeah, I know. I'll explain it later. Just draw me a bicycle. No one asked any questions either. They just nodded okay. And they drew a bicycle. She's like, okay. She goes, anyone who drew a bicycle, just hold up. Let me see it. Everyone held up their little piece of paper, or like whatever scrap they could find. And then she just continued talking about, you know, training their cleaning team and their inspectors and everyone's role and a lot of good stuff. And then finally she came back to it and she goes, remember that time I asked you to draw me a bicycle? Everyone hold back up again. We all held up a bicycle back up again. We looked around the room and all of our bikes were different. And her point was, what if I had told you draw a circle? Then I want you to draw a line, draw another circle. Then I want to draw a line through the one circle, another line, right? She's like, if I told you step by step, we'd all have the same looking bike. But because I told you to make it draw a bike, you drew your rendition of a bike. And her point was, if you tell your housekeeper or your turnover team to make a bed, they're going to make the bed how they would make the bed, which is, she's just, her point is like to have dialed in step-by-step systems and processes for your home and how you'll be able to control quality much more easier if you start training with these very clear expectations. And I thought that was really cool because sometimes mm-hmm. like clean the toilet. And it's like, well, you know what? Actually, so I just experienced this where I had a new cleaner that we're trying out and you know, yeah, clean the toilets on my breezeway checklist. Please do that. But they weren't doing, you know, that part of the toilet bowl that like before it goes into the abyss, like that little section down there, if you don't get in there, that thing gets yellow.
And disgusting.
And it's a little stain over time if you don't get to it. And so I didn't clarify that, yes, not only the big part of the bowl, but inside that little nook. And once I told them, they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like I hadn't, you know. So anyway, I thought that was just really poignant and a great take home for all of us in any aspect of our lives. We tell our partners to do something. Like if we tell them exactly, you know, could you do it just like this? How many disagreements we could maybe avoid.
Mm-hmm. And that if someone doesn't do it to your expectations, it doesn't mean they are being disobedient or not wanting to do it that way. You really have to always examine yourself and if you've communicated properly.
Right.
And also, have you communicated that if you have an issue with a guest too? Have you communicated properly to your guest?
Right.
So I think sometimes we just need to take a step back and check ourselves, if you will.
And so. Annette and I both attended the property managers roundtable. And listeners, was so good because we got to the door to enter and we were like a minute before it started. And they're like, we need to see your badges. I was like, what do you mean? Like we had these big lanyards, these big badges on us. And what they were checking for was to make sure we weren't a vendor because it was a safe space for property managers to come in and talk about real things like what's your favorite property management software?
Or they could talk about the OTAs. They could talk about Airbnb or Vrbo and cancellations.
Yes. We were free to talk about anything without feeling like, well, I know the owner of, you know, this company because they are our account for a property management software and I don't want them to be mad at know that I'm about to switch to this one.
Right.
So it was just a nice open conversation and we've actually kind of touched on a lot of things that were brought up, but that was a wonderful.
Yeah. Another one that was like so awesome. It was another roundtable where Sarah and I are going to start doing this inside our membership on our coaching calls and networking calls is letting someone, they had 30 seconds to say what their current like issue that they're trying to deal with was. And then there were 6 minutes of feedback and 30 seconds each from people in the crowd. And it was awesome to have like one problem and then as many people as possible in that amount of time,
give them their
ideas or how they deal with it. And it was just really great to be in that atmosphere. And it is so true when you get around other people and just having one person give you a different perspective or the way that they do something can like kind of crack you wide open and go, oh my gosh, I've been so stuck in my silo of trying to figure it out this way. I've never thought of that. So some of those sessions were just like refreshing and we were surrounded by so many really amazing people that do really hard work every day to bring, you know, awesome experiences to everyone that, you know, travels through their doors.
Yes.
So that was fun. We want to take some time because I will say in that session that Sarah was talking about, we want to give a shout out to in that vendor safe space, Breezeway, who we work with. They got tons of support through the crowd. So we want to give a shout out to them. And if you haven't heard of Breezeway or don't know what Breezeway is, we do have a section about them on our website, but hopefully we'll do something here in the future. Maybe DM us if you have any questions. We can send you a link, let you know how we use it. But we also have to give
congrats
to our friend and also someone that works with our inside our group also is Host GPO and Michael and Jeff over there. They crushed it. They won like this Innovator Award. And so we're super excited for them. If you don't know what Host GPO is, go check them out. And if you're under the three properties that they require, if you're a part of our Hosting Business Mastery, we can get you into that group for under three properties. One cool thing, we're going to have him on the show in the future, but we want to give him a shout out too. There was one innovator also, Daniel Cruz with Wash B&B, and he's trying to solve the linen issue.
Laundry issue.
Laundry, yeah. So he's really trying to help.
Nationwide. Which is really interesting. And we'll have him on the show. And if he's getting some funding, he's getting some traction. And then I are really careful with bringing on new technology, new services onto the podcast because it would not be fun if you learn about it, get excited about it, and then 6 months later, they're not they no longer anymore. Are around. But he's doing a lot of the pavement pounding that needs to be done to get this idea off the ground. I think he pretty much came in like second or something with the Innovators Award. He's got some great ideas on how to solve it, and he's already up and running in some markets.
And I think what one thing that we were surprised about is that it was a lot of talking about, obviously it's vacation rental manager, so it was a lot of acquisition of properties. So there was little, if any, chat about purchasing real estate.
Yeah.
So that was a little surprising to be honest, because we would love these managers to be buying more of their properties than just going out and acquiring more people to manage the properties for. So that was something that was interesting.
We're going to try to shake that up next year.
Yes, we are.
Hold us accountable, listeners. We would like to bring the real estate side of managing, because honestly, a lot of listeners, you know, we know who you are out there because you hang out with us in our Hosting Business Mastery. You hang out with us in the DMs on Instagram. And most of the time when you are just sharing your wins with us, you start off the sentence with, we just bought a property and we're going to list it on Vrbo or Airbnb. So we know that you're out there buying properties and that a lot of you know the value that owning real estate can bring, not just having your short-term rental hosting business. So we want to see more of that out there.
And after this event too, because there were some of the big dog vacation rental companies and then the smaller ones. If you are not going to self-manage, please do your homework. Review these contracts that you are getting. They can be sold. A manager could sell them to another manager. You know, they could have some, you know, first right of refusals. There might be some interesting things in there.
If you ever sell the property, they might be owed some money that you were not aware of.
So please, like, have your attorney look over. But also, if you are going to go to a vacation, you know, management company, interview some of those other clients. And I know we've had another episode about that, but please make sure that you're doing that ahead of time.
Anything else? I have one more thought, but
I have one more that's just like, we're going to go to a women's conference in December.
That was mine.
Oh, okay. And so Sarah will give some details on that.
Yeah, it's the Vacation Rental Women's Summit. It is December 1st and 2nd. We are going, I believe we are going to be on a panel too. That's not completely solidified yet, but regardless, we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. And so if you are going, please let us know if there's enough. Maybe we'll do some sort of
meetup
of some sort for Thanks for Visiting listeners. You can bet we'll have our matching t-shirts on again. But it's in New Orleans, December 1st through the 2nd at the Ritz-Carlton there. And it is Women in Vacation Rentals Women's Summit. So
and
we're excited to go.
We'll keep you in the loop when the 2022 VRMA conference, like tickets get released for that. And we'll just kind of let you know what's happening there. But we just want to let you know, we went to this obviously to educate ourselves, but we wanted to go and make sure that we were meeting all of the people that we need to meet so we can continue to bring education via our podcast. And I cannot wait to share so many guests with you. The one other thing I want to mention before we go is rent responsibly. And there are some organizations that we want to bring on the show too that will help you locally with, you know, making sure that you can talk to city officials, but then also, are there some other give backs that can take place there too?
The name of the organization is Rent Responsible.
Yep.
Responsibly.
Yeah.
We'll have them on the show though, so you can get more details there as well. But
yeah,
that's it.
I think that is it. We'll throw up a picture of our matching t-shirts on Instagram so you guys can give it some love.
So good.
But and if listeners, if there's any event that you know of that has been wonderful for you to attend, whether it be real estate or money mindset, anything like that, share that with us because we would love to either potentially attend or at least let our listeners know about it. So if you have any of that information, please feel free to share it with
and
us.
And one really quick soapbox moment, which is just, I want to let you know, again, there are some operators there have been in business for 20, 25, 30 years, and they still go to these conferences to learn and connect. So But we're kind of preaching to the choir because you're showing up, you're listening to this podcast. We are bringing these people to you, to the airwaves. So keep learning, keep growing. Annette and I keep learning, keep growing. You'll become better operators, more savvy. You'll know more about the business that you're in and that you know and love and how to make it better each and every day. So thanks for listening. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.